Welcome. Great to see you again. I'm so happy you're here. It's time for Hug Nation again. It is the weekly broadcast recorded live and then put onto YouTube and iTunes. It's Hug Nation, and you have dual citizenship. Today I want to talk about shining your light. The idea of shining your light has become so core to the way I speak and believe and think that I worry that sometimes I say it without thinking. Thank you for shining your light. What do I mean? Well, I'm gonna tell you what I mean. I think it was college age, maybe after college, that I heard the Marianne Williamson quote, "As we let our own light shine, we unconsciously give other people permission to do the same. As we are liberated from our own fear, our presence automatically liberates others." And I heard that quote about the time that I was discovering Burning Man and radical self-expression. And as I was seeing people shining so brightly, shining way beyond the lines of their acculturation, beyond the definitions of consumer or blue-collar worker or laborer or Republican, and just people just shining this truth, this artistic being. And I had the experience of, I am seeing these people shine their light so brightly, it is liberating my light. And as ripples do, I was inspired to want to shine my light in a way that liberated others. And so more and more I became comfortable and became more acquainted with my light, with my personal truth, with my personal experience of the human dance, and started to lean in to the shining of it, to turning up the volume, turning up the brightness, coloring the hair, dressing wild, dancing on rooftops and speakers and saying outlandish things. And it has always been a part of my purpose to raise the bar of what is okay, be a little bit weirder, a little bit more vibrant, because I know how liberating that can be. One of the things that happens at Burning Man is there are so many fantastic examples of human beings, artistic vessels that overflow what you think a human being could do, and in directions that you may have never considered exploring before. There are people doing weird, bizarre, offensive, kinky behaviors and expressions that are so much farther than you have considered that when you witness it, it's liberating. You see a light shining that brightly, and you go, oh, well, I certainly can shine a little bit brighter. If you're sitting there in your camp and you've got these wings that you're thinking about putting on and you maybe feel, oh, is this a little silly? And I'm not sure if this kind of doesn't really, I don't know, I feel uncomfortable. I'm wearing this tutu. I don't know, are people gonna think I'm weird? And then somebody walks by on all fours, barking like a dog, towing behind it a nun in a wagon. And you're like, oh, yeah. I don't even blip. I don't even show up on the flow of spikes in weirdness out here. And it's liberating. I should say that it's only liberating because the guy on all fours barking and the nun are shining their lights. They are expressing themselves authentically. They're not being weird for weird's sake. Although, maybe that, who am I to judge? But I think the thing that is so impactful, the thing that liberates us, is when we see somebody stripping away all the filters of what they should be and just letting the light shine out of what they are. The way to play your part is to let that light shine. The way to celebrate the gift of life is to vibrantly be you. Now, occasionally, someone will be a little critical of me, And I think anybody that shines their light brightly, maybe you've had this experience, maybe they even use the narcissist word. Here's where I come out on that. There is a divine, singular oneness. That is the divine. And we are all that. And we are all a part of that. And in the current now moment of the timelessness, we each are experiencing a single fractional part of the one. My current experience, while it includes all, is dramatically more intimate within this body and having to do with the thoughts and the experiences of this collection of cells. This is the connection to the divine that I have the most intimate experience with and the most control over. So it is my divine spiritual responsibility to exalt the one that I am as part of the all. It is my responsibility to live this human experience, to embrace, to celebrate, to shine. It would be blasphemous not to. Each of these expressions of the divine are like a cell in this cosmic divine organism. We're all a cell in God body. And our purpose is to be that cell as healthy as possible, to respect the temple of that cell, to do what must be done to be healthy, to function in our purpose, not to figure it all out, not to impose upon others, but to be in a healthy way so we can support others, support the organs around us and the cells around us. That's it. And guess what? Even if there is decay, even if the whole system is collapsing, our role is still to play our part in a healthy way. So, not to get to that too much today, but you know, even when you think the world's going to hell, our society is collapsing, the environment's being destroyed, that may be true, but if your body has gangrene and your cell is a lung cell, your job is still to be as healthy as possible and pump the blood and fill the lungs and do all the stuff. You're not supposed to go, oh man, a part of the body is dying, or eventually the whole body is going to die, I'm just going to give up. No, that's not the point. And so as we are cells in this cosmic organism, we shine our light. That's what we do. Getting beyond that, you're getting into territory that's a little outside our pay grade. And the danger is we are not taught to shine our light. The concept of education, the process of acculturation, is one of turning us into people who will fit in to a system. That's not necessarily a bad thing. But the designers of that system are not God. They're not the divine order of all things. They're not the Tao. The designer of that system has an agenda, which is perhaps even could be considered a cancer in that cosmic body. So, after the acculturation, we have to shed it. Alan Watts says that once you are educated, you must find a cure. And so it is in the process of removing the layers of what you should be and allowing yourselves to be who you are that you have no choice but to shine your light. And then you just need to keep giving yourself permission to turn it up. To turn it up, to turn it up, and allow that light to liberate others. I'm so grateful to everyone I encounter that is allowing that light to shine. It is a courageous act to follow in the ruts of culture, to continue with the role that has been put upon you, is safe. You know what's expected, you know what the success definitions are, you plug along. Now we have a concept called the midlife crisis, which is when on that road you realize, what the fuck is this all about? Where are we going? This isn't I thought this was going to make me happy. And that is when you have to make the courageous act, whenever that is, midlife, quarter life, end of life, to get off the road into the woods and face the only real journey purpose that we have, which is to find out who we are. And that's fucking scary. It's like a red pill, blue pill thing. It's safe over here. They tell you what, you're told everything you're supposed to care about and chase after. You get off the road, there's a whole lot of uncertainty. And that is what takes the courage to be in the darkness and just have faith that you are the light. You are the light of the world, said Jesus. That's all I'm saying. As we let our own light shine, we unconsciously give other people permission to do the same. As we are liberated from our own fear, our presence automatically liberates others. Marianne Williamson. Thank you for shining your light. I love you. Hey! Sign up for my newsletter and I will send you free access to my two short films. One is about Burning Man and one is about my grandfather. List.hugnation.com and you get free access to both those films. I had a cool experience this weekend. I met a new friend at a party. Well, when I met them, they weren't a new friend. They became a new friend. But during the second conversation of the night, he admitted that, you know what, actually, I remember that I know who you are. I've seen your videos. And I didn't know where that was going. I didn't know, I've seen your videos is not a response like, thank you, because he didn't say he liked them. So I'm like, oh, okay, cool. And then he said something that is not what I normally hear. He said, I've never listened to any of them. I don't know what you talk about. I don't really know what you say. I don't know what you're talking about, but I have a lot of respect for you. And I was like, okay, thank you. And then he started explaining. He said, you know, I don't have to agree with you. I see you putting it out there. I see you dancing, and I see you expressing, and I see you sharing what it is that you have to give with the world. And I can see that you're putting it out there. And I want more of that in the world, and I want more of that in my life. And I was very touched by that. And it really actually soothed me because sometimes I get caught up in like, oh, no one's watching, not enough people are watching the videos and now I need to do more hashtags or do more promoting. And here was someone saying like, oh, I don't need to watch your videos. I don't even need to listen to you. You just being you is shining a light into the world and inspiring others. And the more I thought about it and I was talking to him, I'm like, you know what you described is very similar to the way that Burning Man has inspired me with regards to radical inclusion and radical self-expression. That I don't need to like someone's art. I don't need to agree with their opinions or their manifesto, but the culture of Burning Man, because of radical inclusion and radical self-expression, is that if you are expressing yourself authentically, if you are shining your light, more of that. And as a culture, we really embrace that. There is no curator at Burning Man for good art. Sure, there are curators for giving art grants, but I don't know much about that. All I know is that no one says your art is good enough for Burning Man. You get to bring whatever you want. If you want to express, it's welcome there. And that idea is part of the liberation. Create an environment of support, of authentic expression, is, I think, a mission of divinity. Because when any human being falls into curator role, whether that be artistic expression or otherwise, we are getting in the way of the divine unfolding. Who is anyone to know what the purpose of another is? Who is to know how important someone being their authentic self is? And honestly, I don't think we get to the healing through the shoulds of our ego minds. I think we get there through the surrendering to our truths and the allowing of our lights to shine. And so the more we can train people or untrain people, the more we can inspire others to let that light out, the more hope I have that we will find our way to healing. There's a reason why I keep returning to this topic. It is one of the guiding principles of my life. It is one of the things that I feel is not just in my purpose, but all of our purpose. My purpose in terms of that shining of my light, I think, is a more literal doing so, of being visibly, verbally bright enough for people to notice and then perhaps, hopefully, recognize parts of themselves that should be released, allowed, turned up the volume. But I think if there is a flow to the universe, it's in that direction of healthy cells being focused on their journey, their truth, and having faith that all of us focusing on that healing process heals the one in the divine sense. And if it doesn't work, hey, A for effort, good sportsmanship, what else are you gonna do? But give it the good fight. Lead the honorable path. Be a warrior in the name of all that is good. Shine your light. Thank you. I love you.